62 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S. Senate tonight has passed a spending package to prevent a partial government shutdown, which was set to kick in at midnight. CBS's Linda Kenyon with the latest.
It passed by a wide bipartisan margin.
The yeas are 75, the nays are 22. The motion is agreed to.
Passage just hours before the midnight deadline came after a dispute over amendments was worked out. None of those amendments passed. This $460 billion package funds six government departments for a full year. The remaining six full-year funding bills must be passed by the March 22nd deadline. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A developing story out of La Grulla, Texas, where a National Guard helicopter that sources tell CBS News was operating under federal authority has crashed near the U.S.-Mexico border. At least one person is reported dead. The Pentagon says a port in Gaza announced by President Biden will take several weeks to install. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the goal is to deliver 2 million meals daily.
They'll establish a temporary offshore maritime pier that allows for shipping vessels to transfer cargo to smaller vessels, to transport and offload cargo to a temporary causeway for the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza.
After delivering last night's State of the Union address, President Biden is now on the campaign trail. He tells a crowd in Pennsylvania that he hopes the voters energized by the overturning of Roe v. Wade will continue to make their voices heard at the ballot box.
They found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot in 2022 and 2023, and they'll find out again in 2024.
Former President Donald Trump has come up with $91 million in bonds so he can continue the appeals process and the judgment against him in the second E. Jean Carroll defamation case. More from CBS's Graham Cates.
Carroll, a well-known advice columnist, wrote in a 2019 book that Trump sexually assaulted her during a chance encounter in a New York high-end department store in the mid-1990s. Trump was president when that book came out, and he immediately denied the allegations, calling Carroll a liar. She has since sued twice, winning both cases.
7 months after the deadly wildfires on Maui, Hawaii Governor Josh Green announces a plan to prevent fires from spreading and causing such destruction again. Green says 80 wildfire sensors and 16 wind sensors will be deployed statewide.
Access roads, fire breaks, and escape routes are going to be important for us as we go forward. We don't hesitate when we have opportunities to use some of those dollars to make things safer.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin heads to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team wraps up their regular season schedule with a tough matchup against number 3-ranked Purdue in Indiana. Tip-off time Sunday at 12:30. The Badgers finally with a win last night, 78-66, over Rutgers at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
It wasn't a lot of set calls, and that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, you know, we run a little ball screen motion, but most time we were coming scattered.
The Badgers women's hockey team in Minneapolis to face Minnesota. Minnesota in the final faceoff tourney. The Badgers' Kirsten Sims named the WCHA Player of the Year. Baseball, Brewers beating the White Sox 8-2. So what's the key to success in the major leagues?
Don't make it about you. Always make it about the other person or make it about other people. Don't make it about you. Don't let your mind go there. Your job, your pay, your next promotion, your next job. Just keep your head down. That would be my advice. Be passionate.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer. Highs to the low 40s. Upper 40s with sunshine Sunday. The warm-up continues through the early and mid part of next week as high temperatures warm to the low and mid 60s. Currently, it's 37.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome back. We have been neglecting the text line here because Nick and Caitlin are rudely distracting me talking about their awesome film festival. From the 920, Christy says, why is it so dark in there? Christy's watching. Conrad, why is it so dark in here?
Well, what I said to her is, I said, it's called Nightlight for a reason, right?
Okay,
right?
Fair enough. Oh, you guys have your light off, too, though.
Computer monitor lighting. Okay. I'm in the dark.
Yeah, Nick's not even on camera.
Nick's a vampire.
So. I'm not going in here, Nick.
See if I have the light on. The reflection off the glass is just...
Oh, nobody needs to see me anyway. It's fine.
Oh, stop. Also, Christy, tell Bill or Taylor to turn the lights up. The Tarleton is the coolest. Two separate thoughts. She's talking about Bill Clinton and Taylor Swift. She thinks I'm friends with both of them. We're not tight, I'll say that. And I've never been to the Tarleton. So I will take your word for it, though. Christy has her finger on the pulse of everything in Green Bay. I have no doubt she's telling the truth. Shout out to Tarl.
Yeah, shout out to Tarl.
Did he name himself after the theater, or did the theater?
I think he was born and named before the theater was a thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, the Tarl Knight is the proprietor of the theater with some partners.
Right.
And they did name it the Tarleton in his honor.
In his stead, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certainly his right. If he's the owner, he can
call
whatever
he wants. At least
that's
what he told us.
Well, and he's got a lot of irons in the fire, too. I'm sure you've talked to people that are playing at the tracks. That's also part of kind of the Tarleton family of businesses. So, and more to come.
I have not, but introduce me. I want to have more people in here.
Absolutely.
We'll talk live entertainment. So that would be really cool.
Don't get Tarl on the mic. You'll never.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll never come off.
I'll just mute
in
it.
The best way.
Well, you just have him come do a live set. Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic musician as well. Yeah. So,
Oh, good to know. I'm learning a lot about Green Bay in my tenure here. Luckily, we're on statewide, and I do know some stuff about other parts of the state. And
right.
I'm learning about Green Bay. So, all right, Christy, this is the 608. Unfortunately, we cannot make the film festival tomorrow, but great show from Aunt Carla and Cousin Connie. Thanks, you guys, for listening.
Thank you.
They always have great texts.
And see us next time,
yeah,
Aunt Carla.
Come to the female's perspective. Mm-hmm. From the 818, Bridget says, I watch the Oscars every year. I love the glamour, dress, hair, makeup. All right.
Second
I heard
that.
They even have movies there.
Sometimes.
I don't know. And then we're going to go back here. Nick, you got to explain your wrestling stuff. And Papa Rico says, okay, so now that we've got all the technological advances of a colonoscopy in order, I got to say. Papa, you're using voice text, I think. They could make the box just a little bigger. Oh, I get. That's a pretty good joke there, Papa Rico. He made a joke about using his cat's litter box to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my.
And
with the Indiana Jones theme, right?
With the I hope that would be a Rocky theme song type thing for me if I could aim that well. I mean, seriously, why am I using a cake spatula?
Does that mean
he's giving himself a colonoscopy? I don't know what's going on in that house.
And this is why I asked about your delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. or lack thereof. All right, Nick, before we give away some tickets, you have to explain your wrestling history here. Green Bay Llama says I'm supposed to ask you about professional wrestling.
So thank you, Jason, or Green Bay Llama. The history for me, like I was an actor in high school, and I was always principal cast in our musical programs. And when I graduated, I was set up to go to a technical college where they didn't have a theater program.
Right.
So I was like personally devastated and looking for anything else. And instead of finding community theater, I found a local company called All-Star Championship Wrestling that was producing a late night professional wrestling TV show.
Okay.
They would shoot at UWGB. They would shoot at the Watering Hole Tavern, all over. They went down towards like Kiel and Manitowoc. So they were really popular regionally and made TV for a couple of years. Well, they were looking for camera people. So I had went onto their message boards at the time. You know, this is, 2003. So, bulletin boards and whatnot. I'm out there and I'm like,
was
yeah,
the internet
come.
Around.
Oh man, barely. I was doing my homework on floppy diskettes still. But they invited me. Yeah, come on in, run hard cam, run a camera tripod. And 3-4 years in, I would show up extra days on the weekends. They'd throw me around a little bit, train me how to not injure myself if someone were to throw me around. Because let's be honest, folks. You want to call it fake, it hurts like hell.
I believe that.
You're definitely getting hit. You're definitely getting thrown to the ground. I had my 7-year-old in a ring a couple weeks ago and gave her a body slam. She wasn't happy.
Is that a punishment of some sort? Or just...
No, she says, Dad, I want to do this when I get bigger. I'm like, all right, let's go learn.
Show you how it really
That's
goes.
How they did it for me. But yeah, so wow. I spent probably 10 years or so under the name of Nick Sintowski.
Nice.
Borrowed the last name from a good friend of mine that works at the TV station.
You went
station.
Polish for the wrestling.
Yep.
Okay.
And for some reason, the fans in the audience, it was like an inside joke. They determined I was from Saskatchewan. So like when I would be announced, Nick Sintowski, the audience would go, from Saskatchewan. So I had like this whole backstory and everything that I never actually used, but I researched. I made my character.
Very nice, dude. That's pretty. I think you're better off being in the film game here than...
Well, and that's
less
the thing
of
is
a serious injury.
You know, butterfly effect of me going from theater to running a camera to being a referee and a manager and right. and now, I'm in entertainment full time and on the board for the film festival. It's just like you never know what's going to come from taking a little chance at something that seems small. Seems
one of the beautiful
barely
things
relevant,
about life.
Right?
That's so great. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're better off. Teach your kid about film rather than
yes.
all that nonsense.
Oh, she wants to be a YouTuber now. So
oh yeah,
they
well,
all do. Yeah.
That's they're going to put us all out of business. So let's do. We're going to do a giveaway here. My guests are Nick Watier and Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival. Nick is the treasurer, not embezzling, and Caitlin is here to oversee that doesn't happen. She is the festival director. So we're going to play a clip. And then the first person that texts and gets the clip, guesses the clip right, gets four passes for tomorrow's screening of the Green Bay Film Festival. And the theme is Indigenous films. So, hey, listen, folks, my theory is if it's free, it's me. So get ready. Conrad is going to play a clip. The first one that texts in. Should we do stream or text, Conrad?
Yeah, both. Both
Either
will
one.
Work.
Whoever comes through first. Can guess the guesses the clip will get the four passes. So let's play that clip and see where we get.
Good tune, man.
I don't think so. Yeah, here we go.
I don't...
This song sucks.
I can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it just by sound.
Talk about lame.
Totally.
So you can
change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself.
Classic. Caitlin is singing, lip syncing.
I know it well.
I love you.
All right, we'll wait and see what kind of. Boy, the text line blows up, and then we have a. Nobody knows the movie, maybe, Conrad.
I think we stumped him.
I knew it just by just by the sound.
You
come
already,
on,
you
people.
Already get
come
cops,
on, film
I
people.
You get free?
We can drop some hints in there that the voices. Mm. I definitely heard Farley.
Okay, Chris Farley is one of the actors.
Yeah, and
David Spade.
Spade was in there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we that doesn't tell you guys.
No,
well,
we could do a different.
I mean, Farley and Spade could be like four different movies
that's
from that.
True.
That's true. But the song,
that's very true.
The best of those. Yeah. Movie.
And Karen Carpenter passed away this week, which
oh,
they had
was that
in
this
the,
week?
No, I'm sorry. She passed away years
okay,
ago.
Okay,
the anniversary of her death.
Okay.
She finally passed
took
away.
Me down.
All right, let's do one more. Let's try an easier one, Conrad. If maybe one of the ones we gave
you
Dom.
Have a wizard editor in there whipping clips together.
We have them
for
at
us.
The ready. We give quizzes all the time
okay.
to our guests.
I'm like, no pressure here, Conrad. Just
yeah.
Who hired you? I do not know. An envelope of cash showed up at my apartment yesterday with a news clip and a throb is dead.
An envelope. That worked.
An envelope of cash.
Don't say in the mic.
Somebody suspects foul play and goes through this high chair dance of hiring me, of staying anonymous. It makes no damn sense. Compels me, though.
This isn't an easy one, I don't think.
Not no. for me, at least.
Yeah.
Sorry, did
if I could text in, I would have texted.
Conrad's
yeah.
trying to stump people.
Caitlin, would you like to win tickets to your own festival?
Let's do a very...
If it means that I am the smartest film master in this town, then yes.
Let's do a very easy one and see if someone gets... Maybe people just have... Like, that's got to be frustrating. You hear it, you know it, but you already have plans.
Sure.
You
yeah.
can give the tickets to someone else.
Though. Yeah.
All right, so you got another... Do like... Do like one from Caddyshack or something.
Well, I think that just gave it away. But...
I know.
All right,
so
I'll
just
I will do
one.
A very easy one right
okay.
now.
On the Grim Reveal.
What? Yeah.
On the Grim Reveal.
What?
On the Great Bambino. Oh.
Okay, now I got it. There we
yeah.
go.
Who's that?
That's a great one.
What?
I had no idea who they were talking about.
What did you say?
What, were you born in a barn, man?
Yeah, yeah, what planet are you from?
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no way I could let them know.
You never heard of Salted a Swat?
The Titan of Terror.
The Colossus of Clout?
The Colossus of Clout.
The King of Crash, man.
So, I lied.
Oh, yeah, the Great Bambino. Of course. I thought you said the Great Bambi.
That wimpy deer?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, Scott, that's Timmy and Tommy Timmons. Mike Squints Pelladors.
We have a winner.
We got one?
Alan McLennan, we call him Yeah Yeah.
Yay!
Bertram Grover Weeks.
Hooray!
Kenny DeNunes.
Unfortunately... Conrad's dad from Key West, Florida.
Oh, thanks, Conrad's dad.
If you okay, let's do this. If anyone wants to go to or is available,
if they can't do
I
tomorrow,
should go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've got you know
other stuff.
Way
coming
more
up.
Event. Yeah, we've got something in April. We come back September, October,
okay.
November. So,
but if you want to go, Conrad's dad, I'm sure would graciously scalp the tickets for a nice tidy profit.
Yeah,
no,
I mean.
He would give the tickets to someone so we can.
That's fine.
Text
yeah.
in
you just give us the name. We'll have it at will call.
That's so great. All right. You guys, so much fun. Thank you so much. And plan on being here.
Plan on me taking over your feed next time you do a movie quiz. And I'm going to win all. I'm going to win all the
yeah,
tickets.
You were
all right.
1,000 here tonight, weren't you? Yeah.
I pride myself. So.
Okay. Very good. We got to get to coming up next. Hey, we got more independent film talk. Maybe this guy will have a film in your
That'd
festival.
Be great.
So Nick and Caitlin, thanks so much. We'll
Thank
see
you,
you guys again
Thank
soon.
You.
This is Nightlight with
Happy
Peach
Friday.
Lava. Happy Friday. We rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything
goes. Nowhere to hide. 93.5 The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
But it might be considered too much of an inside job. I don't know. What do you think, K-Man?
You think I just texted my dad real quick there?
I don't know.
Dad, quick, answer.
Oh, you could take the tickets. He could give them to you. You got the same last name. They never know the difference.
I'll take four tickets for myself.
But I don't want to give the idea that there was any impropriety here. No. That was just, that was great, though. Thank you, Steve. Great guess. Great movie, too. All three.
Great movie.
Tommy Boy, Sandlot, Knives Out.
Yeah, Knives Out.
So much fun.
Might have been a little hard of a guess, but I love that movie, so I had to play it.
You know, I think I sent you that clip, and I didn't even know what the heck it was. I was just looking for a clip from Knives Out the other day because it was Daniel Craig's birthday, and I had to ask Caitlin what that was, and she's like, oh, it's Knives Out. Okay, so coming up soon, we're going to have... Do we have our next guest? Our next guest is
he's on the phone.
Oh, he is. Okay. Well, why don't we play the trailer to his film? This is called, all right, our next guest is named Robert Luff. He's a director. His film, A Time to Die, is going to premiere at the Overture Center in Madison on March 29th. And it is a zombie apocalypse horror comedy is what it's being called. And why don't we play the trailer, give people a sense of it, then we'll bring Robert in.
In the year 2261, a zombie apocalypse has decimated the world.
Sergeant, you rally your soldiers and you hold that line.
Sir, you don't understand!
But just as humanity is about to be saved...
Gabriel's on! You're under arrest for crimes against humanity.
Defeat is snatched from the mouth of victory.
What in hell?
I am Dr. Richard Marks. And I teleported you from the future.
It's up to a soldier that's part human, part zombie.
Hi, Taz.
And a lone bounty hunter.
Jason. One way or another, this conversation is done.
To save her squad.
Zahn said you'd be headed this way.
And all of mankind.
Soon I will have the army I need to make this world mine.
Oh, that's great. A Time to Die is the film, and joining us now here on Nightlight on this fabulous Friday night is the director of the film, Robert Luff. Robert, hi.
Hi, Pete. Wow, hearing that trailer, I got to go see this movie. It sounds pretty cool.
I would imagine, and maybe I'm wrong here, but that you're really sick of watching this movie, but maybe you're not.
Dude, I was thinking about this just last week. I have been working on, I've been editing it for like a year and a half now.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm about ready to put it to bed. But I'm just so excited to show it off to people.
Now, who has seen it so far, Robert?
Well,
is this
my
first
wife.
Screening?
Well, this is my first public screening.
Okay.
We did test audiences, and that was a way, because I have seen it so much, there's a lot of things that I took for granted that people would go, oh, I wasn't understanding what was going on here, so
okay.
I was able to make corrections. But yeah, this is like the first public showing.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit, but... The cast I have is really top notch. I'm very excited for this group of actors, and I we've got a lot to be proud of here.
That's so great. So, how did this come to? First of all, tell us a little bit about your background, Robert. Is this your first film? Is this your several in a series? What is this for you?
Okay, well, I worked in video games as a writer and a director for 25 years.
Okay.
And I worked on a bunch of different titles like Star Trek and X-Men Legends, Wolverine. I did a bunch of Call of Duties. And working on that stuff, you do what they call cinematics, where in between levels, you have a little story scenes. And I got into writing those, and that was so much fun. Once I finished my run as a game writer, I thought, you know what? I want to dip my toes into to doing feature films, because I had done a bunch of short films, and I had a lot of fun with that. And so this is really my second feature. But this is my the most recent one I've done, yeah.
Okay. How different is it for you? I mean, working in video games, and then you go through the feature length process, which takes forever with writing the script, pre-production, post. It's got to be so much different than what you're used to.
Oh, yeah. Working with working on AAA title games, I just write the script, and then I go to LA and I work with the actors, and I have sound engineers and artists and all these people who make it all work. Whereas because we're on a smaller budget, it's actually a $20,000 budget. A lot of it falls to me. So, you know, I had to learn a lot of stuff. While I've done sound editing, I've never done sound engineering. And so I have a buddy on the West Coast, and I was always bugging him, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that?
That's nice to have friends like that, that you can lean on when you dip your toe in a new water, you know?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, what is your connection to, I assume you're from Madison, Robert, and how did you get the screening at the Overture Center? That seems like such a great venue for something like this.
Oh, yeah. The Overture is such a beautiful, beautiful place. Well, one of our producers actually works at the Overture, and so he talked to the right people, and here we are.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have to get it approved, or do you book it? How does that work?
No, they were really cool, but I think they trust the guy that, Jono De Leon. He's really, really cool guy. He's a producer, he does lighting, and he's actually in the movie. And, I think they trust him enough that, you know, they know this is going to be something good.
That's great. So how do people get tickets if they want to go? We're a couple weeks out, probably 3 weeks exactly, almost. How can people get tickets to go see the film?
Well, they can go online at jinxedfilms.com, J-Y-N-X-E-D films. They can search for A Time to Die on Facebook, and that'll take you right to our webpage.
You can actually find an actual Time to Die on Facebook if you've spent enough time there, I think.
Yeah, you can.
So, you have a cameo in the film, Robert, someone who introduced us. How were you able to get Terry Barr in your film?
Well, my people talked with her people. There were a lot of contract negotiations. She was a tough get, but she was a big get.
Very difficult.
She's a sweetie. She's a sweetheart. Oddly enough, she plays a reporter. So, you know.
Wasn't too much of a stretch.
No. I was, because I'd known her, but I didn't know if she could act. And actually she wasn't acting. She was just playing a reporter. And it was just, she did such a great job.
She's great. She comes on a lot on Friday nights. We just love her here. She's a nightlight bestie. But, I want to ask you about your locations and where you shot in Wisconsin, when we come back. Can you hang for a couple minutes?
Sure.
All right. Beautiful. My guest is Robert Love. That's just the name. You have to go into filmmaking with a name like that, I think. The film is called...
Better porn.
All right, I'm glad you made that joke. I make way too many jokes like that. The film is called A Time to Die. It's playing at the Overture Center. It's premiering at the Overture Center in Madison on March 29th. I've got a whole bunch more questions for Robert next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And she can't do a thing to
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. The Senate passes another short-term government funding bill, averting a partial government shutdown at midnight. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
What they've done is funded part of the government. Energy programs, agriculture programs, military construction programs through September 30th.
A temporary port that the U.S. is looking to build in Gaza to speed up aid to that area will take several weeks in planning and execution. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We're working to set this up as quickly as possible, but we expect that it will take several weeks to plan and execute. Once operational, the actual amount of aid delivered will depend on many variables and will likely scale over time.
Former President Donald Trump posts more than $91 million in bond so he can continue the appeals process in the second E. Jean Carroll defamation case. CBS's Graham Cates.
Trump was forced to put up the money after the judge in the case on Thursday denied a temporary stay of the judgment.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to fire two more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee Friday recommended John Miller and Dana Wachs be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate meets next week. The body has fired or rejected well over a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer. Highs to the low 40s. Upper 40s with sunshine Sunday. The warm-up continues through the early and mid part of next week as high temperatures warm to the low and mid 60s. Currently 35 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Papa Rico says he is hanging with Barbie. Barbie was the one that got snow. No, Barbie is up for Best Picture, though. But the director and lead actress both received snubs. Or both were snubbed, I should say. Robert, are you following the Oscars at all?
Not real closely, no.
Okay.
I'm not in the running this year, so, you know.
Well, not with that attitude. So let's get back to some independent film. I think I'm very excited for your screening. You said you shot in Wisconsin, in and around Madison.
Yes.
What were some of the great things about that? And what were some of the challenges regarding shooting so locally there?
Oh, well, the great thing is Madison is really creative friendly. I was surprised at the number of places that you ask them and they'd go, yeah, it's okay. You can shoot here. There's a bar in Fitchburg called Funk's Pub, and we got to shoot there. Copa. It's a community art place in Fitchburg, and they rented us a 250 by 250 foot square room that we built sets in. And so that was nice. Wow. The challenge is, well, one time we were shooting outdoors and we heard gunshots.
And they weren't from your own shooting.
No. Well, we were near 151 and, you know, I don't know guns at all, but we had a Marine with us and his head pops up. He goes, that was a gunshot. Oh, okay. That's good.
You get those actors out there with their pretend guns and see if they could protect you guys. That had to be kind of scary. What did you find out what was happening?
No, it was a ways off. It was nowhere near us.
Okay.
If it had been real, we would have been gone.
Right.
It would have been close. Yeah.
So did you say you're from Madison and that's where why you have these contacts there?
Well, don't hold this against me. I'm originally from Illinois, but I've been living up here now for like almost 30 years. And I built up kind of a lot of contacts around here.
That's interesting. I shot a film about 20 years ago in Northeast Wisconsin here. And the next thing I want to ask you about is incentives. There were no incentives at the time, but the amount of favors we got, I think one of the producers equated it to like a financial value of like $100,000 in favors. Now, I know your budget was only 20 grand, but did you get a lot of local favors? Did you, you know, use your connections? And how much did that enhance the value of your film, would you say?
Oh, I bet it doubled it.
Wow, nice. Just,
yeah. People are really giving around here. Very nice.
Yeah.
We got a sports car for free. The guy who plays the bounty hunter is supposed to drive a sports car, and I was racking my brain, how can we get a sports car? And it turns out the leading actor, her father, owns sports cars. He's you know, like Tony perfect. Stark. He's got all these sports cars, and he had a car he let us use.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah,
and that's the kind of stuff you can't put a price on, right? When you're trying to make it look, you're trying to enhance the value of the film. And that just goes such a long way. How was it hard to cast the film? Did you use mostly local actors? Did you have to fly anybody in?
It was mostly local. I did some. I dealt with some people out of Chicago, but it's such a haul that I didn't want to have like a full time one of the main actors be from Chicago. But we used a couple from Chicago. But yeah, by and large, 90% of the people are local.
That's really nice. What do you think about, like, they're trying to get incentives passed in Wisconsin? You know, No, I was just going to say, do you have a feeling on that one way or the other? I would assume you're in favor of that as a filmmaker, but do you think it has a good chance? Do you know anything about it?
I've heard a little bit about it, and I know there was one for a while there. It ran for a time, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't run for long. And I think it needs to be built in such a way that the state isn't losing money over it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. How much, like when it comes to making this film, how much pre-production did you, how much time did you have to spend doing pre-production?
A lot. I storyboarded everything out. We took care of costuming, and all that beforehand, because you don't want to be trying to do that while you're shooting. It's going to slow things down. Yeah,
totally. Who are your filmmaking influences, Robert?
Oh gosh. James Cameron, Sam Raimi, now Jon Favreau. That dude is just on fire anymore. Gosh. Yeah, I think those are like my big three right now. Oh, Joss Whedon. I know he's not, he's got a bad rep, but man, that dude can tell a story.
How about Jon Favreau? He does Swingers, a film he didn't even direct. He wrote it and starred in it. And the next thing you know, he's directing Elf. And I think, didn't he direct the Iron Mans too?
Yeah, he kind of jump-started the whole MCU thing. Yeah.
How do you explain that? How does a guy like that didn't go to film school, that wrote a fun comedy called Swingers about dudes that are young hanging out in L.A., go from that to directing superhero movies?
Other than just massive talent. And just never say die. Just keep pushing. Because to hear them talk about the first Iron Man, they went into it without a script. And Robert Downey Jr. compared it to, we're making a $200 million student movie here.
My guest is Robert Love. His film is A Time to Die. You can see it March 29th at the Overture Center in Madison. It's an independent film that Robert shot in and around Madison. And it says, I was reading in your press kit that Terry shared with me, all your actors were trained in martial arts before you shot this. That's pretty impressive for such a low-budget movie. Did that take up a lot of your budget? Were those favors? How long did that take?
Again, favors, like you said. Because we, our fight coordinator is also a martial arts instructor, Brandon Tracy. He's a great guy, and he did all this for free. He, for like 2 or 3 months, had the actors come in, and he went to Infinity Martial Arts. They have a studio. They have a bunch of studios, but they let us use their training space, and he would show the actors how to throw punches and how to throw kicks, and more importantly, how to fall down and not get hurt.
Right.
And we got some great fight scenes, especially with our, the lead actor, Christina Bryan. She has two really incredible long fights. And because she's a dancer, I think she remembers motions better than like regular people.
Yeah.
And she just knocked it out of the park.
That's great. Where's she from?
She's from Madison.
Okay. Oh, you... So that's your leading actor, and you got her from right there in Madison?
Yeah, well, and she was just out of the blue. I had never heard of her because I like to think I know a lot of the talent around here.
Yeah.
And she popped up saying, hey, I'd be interested in auditioning. And so we ran an audition. We had the crew there, and we watched her do her thing. And, I try not to give away too much of, how wow, this is really working well. And
right.
So I walk her out. And, I say, okay, we'll get back to you. And I walk back in. She said later that she heard everybody go, yeah, that's the one. So she knew.
That's great. So what are your favorite zombie type show? Like, are you a fan of The Walking Dead or The Last of Us? What are your favorite shows and movies in this genre?
Right now, The Walking Dead, the first couple seasons are just stellar.
Aren't they great? Yeah.
Really, really good. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to catch the latest. Aren't there like two? There's one with Daryl and then there's another one coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one with Daryl where he's in a different country. I watched the first episode. It was okay. And then there's one with Negan and Maggie. They're in New York City. And then there's a new one with Andrew Lincoln. He's back as Rick Grimes with Michonne. And they're in, I think that one's called Those Who Live or something. So they're like three of them right now. Like that franchise is incredible. And don't forget, it spawned another show that aired right after The Walking Dead called Talking Dead that had great ratings just And it was just people talking about the episode they just saw. It was insane.
Get out. I did not know that.
Yeah. So I just watched the one with Andrew Lincoln. I thought it was okay, but I wasn't crazy about The Last of Us on HBO. I just thought it was all right. I don't know. Didn't do much for me.
I like the game more than I like the show, but have you seen Zombieland?
No, I have not. And that is on my list. I hear it's great. Is that the one with Woody Harrelson?
Exactly. Yeah, really. The first one is really, really good.
Okay. Yeah, I got to check that out. I've heard of that from a lot of people. So is it hard for you? Like you say you work on all these video games. Is it hard to live in Madison and do that? Or is that something you can do in Madison, or do you have to travel?
I worked at Raven Software, which is a studio of Activision. And so everything was pretty much there. But then when it came time to direct, I'd get flown out to L.A. So that was pretty much the extent of my travel.
Okay. Oh, that's not too bad. Wow, that's nice that you can live in Madison and do all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You worked out in L.A., didn't you?
I did. I lived in L.A. for about 14 years. And for what I did, though, I kind of had to be there. It wasn't like the kind of thing where I could live elsewhere. So some people have to live there, you know, and I didn't mind it. I really enjoyed my time out there, but I think to do what you do and live in Madison would be pretty cool too. So.
Well, to live in LA, you need a bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do. And you have to be resourceful as well. The good thing about LA is there's a lot of free stuff to do. There's amazing hiking trails, the ocean. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot for kids to do. But yeah, if you want to live in the hills, you better have two paper routes. So what's next for you?
Well, oddly enough, I've already started out a new script, and it's a paranormal movie. That's a horror comedy. So.
Oh, very cool. Okay. I'm seeing a pattern develop here.
Well, I'd like to make this into a living, but right now I'm just focusing on A Time to Die. We have to do the premiere, and then we're going to get it out on like Amazon and Shudder and Tubi and, you know, all the different platforms.
You know what would be fun if you're up for this? I'm going to do my show from Madison March 18th. If you have a couple actors that want to come in and act out a scene for a few minutes, that could be really fun. And that would be getting closer to your screening. We could help promote it a little bit if you're up for something like that. So,
dude, I would love that. Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk a little closer to the date. That could be really fun. Are you going to go the festival route with this, Robert?
I'm going to do a couple. There's okay. like the Sawdust Festival up in Oshkosh. I'm going to try and get us into Chicago. There's a couple I want to see.
Very cool. Well, I wish you luck, buddy. This is, it takes a lot of blood and guts and sweat and tears to make an independent film. And I'm happy you came out of it in one piece. And I hope it was a great experience for you. And I hope the screening goes really well at the Overture Center on the 29th. Best of luck.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Anytime. Have a great night. Thanks,
thank you.
Robert.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's Robert Love, the director of A Time to Die, which you can see at the Overture Center in Madison on March 29th. We have to give away these tickets, Conrad, that your dad won.
Yeah.
So they're burning a hole in our pockets. If you want tickets to the Green Bay Film Festival tomorrow, just send us a text, let us know, and we will leave the tickets for you. We'll let Nick and Caitlin know that you're coming. It's 4 free passes, and it sounds like a pretty cool thing. They've got food. They've got a lot of different films you can check out. I guess the theater sounds beautiful, and that could be really fun. Papa Rico says The Walking Dead rocks. It is pretty good. And Breaking Bad taking a close second, but my personal favorite is Dexter. Papa Rico's got some dark tastes, but I kind of expect that from a guy who goes to the bathroom using his cat's litter box. Awesome stuff, Papa Rico. All right, we're going to put a bow on this coming up next. And we got a couple more clips. We'll talk about Sam Neill's, flatulent son maybe again. I don't know. We'll figure something out, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother. Because no one partners in crime. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Get up and shake.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back. This has been a fun Friday night here on Nightlight. We've had a lot of fun with Nick and Caitlin, who are here a little while ago, talking about the Green Bay Film Festival, which is tomorrow at the Tarleton Theater. And again, in 1 month, they'll have a female perspective theme for the Green Bay Film Festival. They're always fun to talk to. And Robert Love, if you want to see his film, it's a zombie apocalypse horror comedy, and it will be premiering at the Overture Center in Madison. That's March 29th. You can call the Overture Center for tickets. Next week, we have a pretty full week. We're going to have Ben Chan. He is the he's on Jeopardy. And I want to say the championship round, if I got this right, is next Tuesday night, right after he's on the show. He's going to be on Monday night. He'll be here in the studio. Very excited to talk to Ben. He was on with Mino and the mayor this week. And he just looks like a really fun guy and obviously a really smart guy. Conrad, maybe we put you and Ben head-to-head on some Jeopardy questions. You think you could take him?
I think he's got me.
You think so? Well, no, here's what we'll do. We'll invite Ben in, and your questions will all be about How I Met Your Mother or Varsity Blues or Friends, and we'll stump.
I don't know. I think he still might give
me. He still might get you, yeah. But Ben will be here Monday. That'll be fun. My friend, very funny comedian Roger Rittenhouse, will be with us on Tuesday. And then Pete Jones, the writer of Hall Pass, the Farrelly Brothers movie that was out several years ago that we talked about last week on the anniversary. Pete was also the first contestant on Project Greenlight for Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. He made a film called Stolen Summer, and HBO did a whole documentary about him about 15 years ago, and he is still out there kicking as a writer. Very funny guy, great writer. He'll be with us next Thursday, and a whole bunch of other fun, too, planned for Nightlight next week. So, all right, so this week was the anniversary of the film The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite films of all time, dropped this week in 1998. And we've talked about it off and on. And I think what better way to go out on this week, we've got a few minutes left, than to play at least one of these clips from The Big Lebowski. So let's do Over the Line, Conrad. This is John Goodman, Jeff Bridges, and Steve Buscemi bowling. And this is early in the movie. John Goodman shows up with his ex-wife's dog, who is driving Jeffrey Lebowski, also known as the dude, crazy. And this just shows how crazy Walter is, John Goodman's character, at a simple little gaffe during a bowling match.
Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullsh**. Mark at 8, dude.
Excuse me. Mark at 0, next frame.
Bullsh**, Walter. Mark at 8, dude.
Smokey, this is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules.
Hey, Walter, come on. It's just, hey, man, it's Smokey. So his toe slipped over a little, you know? It's just a game, man.
This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking an 8.
Smokey, my friend, you're entering a world of pain.
Walter, man.
You mark that frame an 8, you're entering a world of pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
Look, dude, this is your partner.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Am I the only one around here gives a about the rolls? Mark at zero.
They're calling the cops, man. Put the piece away.
Mark at zero.
Walter, put the piece away.
Walter?
You think I'm around here, Mark at zero?
All right, zero. You happy, you crazy?
League game, Smokey.
It's a league game, Smokey. Come on, man. You should know better. One of the things we do here on Nightlight 2 is we have an exchange of viewing opportunities that we share with one another. And it's always great to get some texts. Papa Rico just shared that he's been watching a show called Heartland on Showtime. And I pulled it up here on IMDb Pro. And I think it's from Canada, if I'm not mistaken, Papa Rico. And it says there's 17 seasons. I have not seen it, but apparently it's about a bipolar CIA agent. No, I think I'm reading. This is a different Heartland. There's like 8 shows called Heartland. Conrad, have you seen Heartland?
I think I've heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
Okay. You did watch Ricky Stenicki, though.
I did.
I will be watching that.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch that.
I'll check it out this weekend for sure.
You need to let me know what you think.
I will. Papa Rico, there's so many shows called Heartland, but Papa Rico says his is about a bipolar CIA agent. Oh, I think he's talking about Homeland. Yeah, that's the Claire Danes show. I've seen that. That's a good show. That's a really intense show. I pulled up a show called Heartland, which is a heartwarming family drama set in Canada.
See, that's the one I was thinking about, though. I feel like I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah, it's very different than Homeland. No, Homeland is really good. Mandy Patinkin is in it and Claire Danes, and she is great. But that show goes to some very dark places at times, and it's all about terrorist attacks and keeping tabs on terrorists and the CIA, as you can imagine. Great show, and I highly recommend that, too. In fact, I love the way they ended that show, where she kind of, well, you know what? I'm not going to say that because that would be a spoiler. But that is a show that has not come up on Nightlight yet, and that's a great suggestion, Papa Rico. Check out Homeland if you like, you know, those terrorist-type CIA dramas, which I'm a big fan of, too. Claire Danes is really good in it, too, as is Mandy Patinkin. Mandy Patinkin was great in The Princess Bride. He played Inigo Montoya. Phenomenal role. He was also on a CBS drama called, I don't know, set in a Chicago hospital. The title escapes me at the moment, but very good actor. But to me, with Mandy Patinkin, it's always come down to the role. He's certainly capable and just an extraordinary actor, but he can be a little over the top sometimes. But he's great in Homeland, as is Claire Danes. So there you go. That's almost a show, Conrad.
That's almost a show, yeah.
You think we're good?
Yeah.
If we cut out a couple seconds early, you think we'll still get paid?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Not even a couple seconds early, actually. We're kind of under the gun now, okay? Which is how I do things. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for your texts and your opinions on all the things we talked about. Thank you, Conrad's dad. Those tickets, for the time being, will go to waste. I would recommend your dad check flights just to see if he can get up here. But we will we'll be back next week with more Nightlight, more TV and movie talk. We'll talk about the Oscars. More great fun on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair On Air, join us for 3 headlines and a lie, and we learn about organ donation with Versity's Colleen McCarthy. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair On Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.